You're listening to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Well, it's been a good week for New Zealand hip-hop. First Lady Six, who certainly started life as a hip-hop artist, at least whatever she is now, picked up the Tate Music Prize for her second album. And now we have a major release, the third, from local heavyweight PNC. Man on Wire is inspired by the documentary of the same name and is impressive, not least of all, because of its hugely collaborative nature. With his girl on his arm and the world in his palm. They say the third one's a charm and I'm feeling so darn charismatic. Do you know how to work any other way than collaborative?
Nah, not really. It's one thing with hip-hop. You like everyone produces the music. I don't make the beats or anything. So it's all a collaboration process, then going to the studio and the engineer and everything. So nah, I'm big on the collaboration. Yeah.
I think one impact of that, all those collaborations, is that the tone of the albums really vary.
Yeah.
You got straight that pop music there. And
That's kind of, it reflects my sort of taste in music as well. Like I like a lot of different genres and stuff. And I think it's fun and interesting for the hip-hop genre to try different things. And that's what I like about making music, being able to try a lot of different stuff.
Because there's stuff on there that you would listen to, if you listen to it sort of blindly, you'd go, well, this isn't hip-hop, is it? I mean, it's got a house beat or it's got electronic. The lines between hip-hop and other music being blurred significantly, do you think?
Yeah, a little. As hip-hop's like gone along in the years, there's been a lot of artists that have knocked down walls for that, you know, even lately, people like Kanye West or people like Outkast. And I just like so many different genres. I think it's you're limiting yourself if you only want to make the one type of music, if you only make the one type of music when you like other styles of music. So I think you should be, if you want to make a different type of sound, you know, it mightn't always be the best thing for the public, for your fans or something, and they might be, what the hell is this?
You know? I suppose the question I have is, a philosophical question is, are you making hip-hop that sounds different, or have you actually moved into another genre? So has hip-hop expanded, or have you moved out of that genre, do you think?
Well, the thing with me personally, I rap, so I'm always rapping on it. I can't sing for I'm tone deaf, so I can't sing. So if I was singing, then
neither can Jay-Z.
Exactly, yeah. See, Jay-Z's a good example. He makes a lot of different. He works with Coldplay and stuff, but he's always got his hip hop core when he does it because he's rapping. So, and it's the same with me. Like if it's electro beat, I'm still rapping on it. So it could be an electro type of song, but at its core, it's still hip hop because I'm rapping. Yeah.
How do you get together with the Czechs? Because they're probably the most surprising collaboration on the album.
Yeah. Well, those guys are actually big hip-hop fans, and I'd seen them at a few things, and I talked to them, and they really like hip-hop. But it came together through the producer of that song, 41. He's from Devonport on the Shore, and so are those guys, and they all went to the same school. And they were mucking around after they'd done Alice by the Moon, and they were mucking around with 41, sort of making some hip-hop music and just sort of demo stuff, and they sampled one of their songs for the album. And 41 is the producer I've worked with most of my career, and he sent it to me and was like, hey, would you like to rap on this? They didn't really know what they're doing with it or whatever, so I did the rap, and then I really liked it, and nothing really happened with it on their side, so I was like, hey, can I turn this into my own song? And then we all liked how it turned out, so just put it out there.
That's going to make one of those really good rock family trees, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Lake Road Sound, the Czechs, you know, whatever. Oh, and PNC.
Yeah, exactly. That, my girlfriend's from Devonport as well. So it's Devonport's just going off. Guitar just for smacking all the haters up. But regardless, it's still going to be latest, dog. If you try to play us, we going to lay you out like Sabre Club.
So 41 you mentioned, and Fire and Ice produced a lot of stuff. And tell me about the people behind those monikers.
Yeah. Well, 41, Nick McLaren, he used to be in the group Frontline with David Dallas. Yeah. They won like a Toy Award for Best Hip Hop. And David Dallas went off to do his own thing, and 41 works at Serato now. So, but he still kept producing. And Fire and Ice are brothers from West Auckland. Young dudes, and those are the two producers I've worked with on. This is my third album. They did the majority of the first two albums, but I thought it was cool this time to go, I think we have the best chemistry together, so you guys do six tracks, and yeah, we did it. So,
like all hip hop artists, don't always get to a third album, do they? You've been productive.
Yeah. That's what a few hip hop people have said to me. Like, the third album's an achievement in itself. Yeah, but it's just like all New Zealand music and musicians, it's hard to make a living doing this. I'm lucky that it's just me as the artist and one person, so I can sort of afford to perform, and the publishing side of that, and I can pay the bills.
The diversity, I mean, seems like it might be as much of a strength for you as you were saying it could be a worry for some of the hardcore fans. But it also makes it for an incredibly accessible album, doesn't it? It reminded me of David Dallas's album in that respect, who obviously you've collaborated with on this one as well. It's a sound that you can put on, it's punchy, it changes enough so that, you know, you're not hearing that same beat, that same kind of tone throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, that's always been my thing. Like, I've always tried different things with hip-hop. At first, I think I confused people with that, and kind of like, you got one song coming from this pop side, and this is a super underground-sounding thing, but that is what I make, and I wasn't going to change, so I was like, the more I do it, the more people will understand it. So I think people were getting the whole sort of vibe of the type of music I make, which is cool.
P Money also proved with his Vince Harder collaboration that you can be incredibly successful by changing your genre a little bit, and possibly far more successful than anything that had come before.
It's funny, I wrote the chorus on that song, on P Money Everything. It was a crack up story how he sat me down and said, I need to make an album, I need some hooks, write me some hooks. And I wrote that chorus, and I couldn't sing, and I was like, you need a singer to do it. There's a demo of me somewhere trying to sing that chorus. And he was like, I don't know about this, and then it goes number one. That was cool. That helped pay my bills.
So you have points on that?
Yeah. That was good. That helped out a lot. I was missing on the star, try to battle lightning, but don't accept the wind done.
I mean, how is most of it produced? Is it produced in bedrooms around Auckland? Is it produced in studios? I mean, does it get expensive?
With technology nowadays, the engineer of this album was Evan Short from used to be in Concord Dawn. So he's got his own studio in his house, all the gear that any great studio has. And from the start of it is the producers, Foreign Ice and 41, they make it all on their laptops, on different programs, computer programs and MPCs. They send me the beat. I do a demo. Usually I do it on just GarageBand or something.
Yep.
And then we go
into
the studio.
Which is a free piece of Mac software.
And then we go into a studio with Evan, his studio, and then we do it properly. So,
does this happen in quite a... Because I was thinking the other night, I popped in on the way home from the pub and I dropped in on a friend who was making some music, and he said, oh, can you play me a little keyboard thing? And next thing you know, I've got a bit in his song.
Yeah.
I imagine when you're doing it, it's got to be a lot more professional, a lot more 9-to-5, is it? Or are you popping in on your way home from somewhere, on your way to somewhere? Does it happen a bit more ad hoc?
Yeah, it does. It does. You just, like, a lot of the session musicians, we're quite random on it. Like, there's a guy who does a talk box thing. I don't know if you've ever seen that, where they have a pipe in the dude's mouth connected to a piano. And that was just, I put it on Facebook to see who would, if anyone knew how to use those things, and this guy popped up. Jeremy Toy from Open Souls played guitar on it and stuff. And I think that's the thing with New Zealand as well. Everyone kind of knows each other, whether you're in a different genre or something, and everyone's just keen to just turn up one day. Oh, the funniest one was P. Diggs. He sung on the song Murderer from Shapeshifter. And he just turned up to the studio, at P. Money's studio, and P. Money was like, you should get him to sing that part on the song. And then P. Diggs was like, yeah, all good, man.
And that's got a fantastic sort of Roots sound to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, we sampled Fat Freddy's Drop for that one, so yeah, it was cool,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So where's it go from here? You got any plans to take it to the world?
I'm still really focused on making a good base here. I still think, I feel like I still got more to do here. My label mates, P Money and David Dallas, are over in New York doing their thing, so they're opening a lot of doors for everyone, so I'll be keen to go over there at some point soon.
Now, Jesse, is it Guru Nathan? Is that how you pronounce it? I always thought it was Grantham, but no. Guru Nathan. I don't think anyone knew she could sing. She's known for, as a reality TV star in the past. She's popped up doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Now she's popping up everywhere singing. I think she's done something with you, something with Bulletproof as well. Who knew?
Yeah, exactly. No, same with me. I knew her before. I didn't know as a singer at all. She told me she sung, but a lot of people, when they're drunk, tell you they sing, you know? So I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then she sent me a demo she had done with the guy Isaac Asili, who's also in Open Souls. And I really liked her tone. It was quite surprising. I was like, oh, okay. And then heard her live a few times, and then I got that beat, and I thought her sort of tone would fit the song nicely, and she did really well with it. So,
well, she's a beautiful looking girl with a great voice, so she must have a big future, you'd imagine.
Yeah. I hope New Zealand can be a bit funny with that, like people in that realm trying to sing, you know, going from reality star to musician. So, but I hope she does all right. Yeah,
wonderful. And look, we hope you do all right as well. It's a fantastic album. Congratulations.
Well, come in. Thank you very much.
That's PNC from his new album, Man on Wire. And that's all we've got time for on the show this week. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, please check out our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. Until then, I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you. New Zealand on Air.